Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Portland mayor tear gassed by federal agents.
Fundamentally, it is a threat to American democracy.
Condition critical for ICU beds.
If someone dies, we get a bed.
Baseball says, batter up.
It's definitely a little strange having opening day in July.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was another night of confrontation in Portland, Oregon. Protesters jeered the mayor, Ted Wheeler.
I am standing in front of you as the mayor and as the police commissioner, and I am taking full responsibility and accountability for the actions of the police bureau.
Later, as he stood with them, federal agents fired tear gas. Wheeler, a Democrat, called it an unconstitutional federal occupation. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says the Trump administration effort is now widening as the president blamed the radical left for rising violence.
For now, the president is sending hundreds of federal agents to Chicago, Kansas City, and Albuquerque. He laments that officials in those and other cities aren't seeking the assistance.
Chicago should be calling us, and so should Philadelphia and Detroit and others, to go in and really help them.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the effort known as Operation Legend will use standard police tactics to track down and arrest violent offenders. Mr. Trump says he's prepared to do more.
We are ready, willing, and able to go in there with great force.
In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot has been a vocal opponent of federal action.
We don't need federal troops. We don't need unnamed, secret federal agents roaming around the streets of Chicago, taking off our residents without cause and violating their basic constitutional rights.
Lightfoot has accused the administration of trying to deflect attention from the coronavirus pandemic. Well, more than 71,000 new coronavirus cases were reported in the U.S. yesterday. Close to 60,000 Americans are hospitalized with the virus. That's close to a record. CBS's Jamie Yuccas is in Santa Monica, California, one of the many areas seeing a surging caseload.
Health officials say COVID-19 is now on track to be the second leading cause of death in Los Angeles County.
Nearly 60% of the cases we're now seeing are among our young adults.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus may never fully disappear.
I think we ultimately will get control of it. I don't really see us eradicating it.
Most of California will not return to on-site learning this fall and is now adding new guidelines in 35 high-risk counties, including places like hair salons.
This is beautiful.
The only way they can operate is outdoors.
We're literally being kicked to the curb and saying, if you want to maintain your livelihood, go out on the streets.
In South Florida, CBS's David Begno has more on the strain on healthcare workers and facilities.
Dr. David DeLazerta is the lead ICU doctor at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital. He says they've opened a fifth ICU to handle the influx of patients when normally they have just one.
Are the ones in the ICU now younger? Are they sicker?
A younger and sicker patients. They use more oxygen. They use more medications.
Dr. DeLazerta says patients' youth, combined with the use of antiviral medication, remdesivir, steroids, and convalescent plasma, is helping to keep the mortality rate lower, about 8% of ICU admissions. But patients are staying in the hospital for much longer than before.
CBS News has learned the federal government is holding dozens of unaccompanied migrant children at hotels, not detention centers, while they await deportation during the pandemic. Carla Marisol Vargas is a Texas civil rights attorney, part of a group that's now brought a lawsuit.
They have suffered trauma, you know, getting to the United States, and now they are suffering trauma at the hands of our government.
The children are supervised by a contractor hired by Immigration Control and Enforcement. From March through June, the Border Patrol apprehended nearly 100,000 people at the southwest border, 6,000 of them children without relatives. The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would remove statues of Robert E. Lee and other Confederate leaders from the Capitol. At least 10 would be taken down. Senate prospects for the bill are not clear. 72 Republicans joined with Democrats to support the House measure. President Trump's denied a New York Times report that says his ambassador to the UK told people in 2018 that Mr. Trump had asked him to see if the British government could steer the British Open golf tournament, one of the sport's major events, to Mr. Trump's club in Turnberry, Scotland.
Turnberry is a highly respected course, as you know, one of the best in the world. And I read a story about it today, and I never spoke to Woody Johnson about doing that, no.
The report says Johnson did follow through and speak with Scotland's Secretary of State. 27-year-old baseball star Mookie Betts has signed a huge contract extension with his new team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, 12 years, $365 million for the former Red Sox slugger. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the delayed Major League season gets underway today.
Tonight, inside Dodger Stadium, some things will sound the same. When the LA Dodgers play the San Francisco Giants, there will still be the traditional organ music played by Dieter Ruhle.
Playing in a stadium that's virtually empty will definitely be different.
And in stadiums this year, there will still be public address announcers.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
Paul Olden will be inside his traditional enclosed booth introducing players.
I prefer to believe that my voice gives whoever is able to hear it a sense of normalcy.
Some play-by-play announcers will be at stadiums. Others will be in remote studios. As for the LA Dodgers radio announcer Charlie Steiner, he'll be in a very familiar location.
I will be calling the games from home.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Imagine going into a courtroom and hearing the plaintiff say this.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Actor and director Clint Eastwood is suing about 20 small companies that sell CBD supplements, claiming they're falsely using his name and image to peddle their products. Two separate suits filed in L.A. by the 90-year-old Eastwood, seeking millions of dollars in damages. We're hearing from Bill Gates. The foundation he has with his wife has committed $350 million for the coronavirus fight. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Bill Gates evaluated how the U.S. has responded to the pandemic during an interview with CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
Serious mistakes were made, some of which are because we didn't understand the virus very well. The understanding about the importance of masks came later.
But he also expressed surprise about how the Trump administration is handling the crisis.
Just the idea that the CDC isn't being heard from and that Fauci's being limited, you never would have predicted that.
And he says the world needs to get a good deal on whichever vaccine proves successful. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
China says it successfully launched its own unmanned mission to Mars. The country hopes to put a rover on the planet in 7 months. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.